Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
John Sally.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
You'd be the first to say welcome to basketball season.
Yeah, baby.
Hawaii.
Warriors.
Yes, sir. Warriors play a big one on Saturday against the Lakers in Hawaii. Not quite a legacy game, Goo, but boy.
Not to put you on the spot. We
they
should
don't
know
play
this.
The Lakers.
Oh, boy.
It's the Clippers. Dude. Right, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. 3, 2, 1. Hey, let me welcome everybody into basketball season, ladies and gentlemen. Big one on Saturday, Warriors against the Clippers in Hawaii. Goo, legacy game for the Warriors.
Please. I just want to know, will it be televised?
Boy, we're starting out with a lot of stuff I don't know. You know what? They used
Evan
to always
be on the
pre-post.
Not for preseason. Will you, Evan?
Nah.
I know the answer to that. I already asked him. No.
Oh.
Yeah. Good to see you, baby.
They always open with the Lakers when they go to Hawaii. What's right. going on?
That's
all
the
right.
Lakers' home. Remember back in the day?
Exactly.
That used to be training camp.
Exactly. So the Warriors have their first preseason game on Saturday, and they've been practicing this week in Hawaii, and there's a lot to talk about with them right now, and we're going to do it. I at the start of the next segment, Goo.
Okay.
We're going to get into something specific about the Warriors regarding Jonathan Kuminga, where he stands, what his role may be.
Draymond's comments on that.
Yeah, because
oh my gosh, I can listen to him all day.
Clearly there's some, I don't know if the word's confusion about Jonathan Kuminga, but
to Jonathan, there's no confusion, it sounds like.
Well,
he feels like he can do it all.
Well, he can't.
Right.
He can't. And the question is, what's he best suited to play? What position? But before that, the one thing that's going to happen, I'll tell you what my prediction is for the Warriors. They're going to look a lot different this year. They're going to look more like a defensive team than I think we've ever seen.
Wow, man.
I do.
So is that a good or bad thing?
Well, only you would find something bad in a team improving its defense.
No, well, you didn't see. I missed it. I missed this early, but I didn't miss the improve. So obviously you're saying that.
That's a point of emphasis in Hawaii. Man. Defense. I think that's also one of the reasons that he's saying there's all these open positions is because he wants to see who's going to get out there and defend. And those are the guys that he may lean on.
Yeah. Slow-mo's a sneaky defender, Stoney.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Slow-mo and Melton particularly. Mm. Healed to a lesser extent, but really can't wait to see how those guys fit into this team because they're at a transition.
And they have to fit. It's one of those things, Donnie. Those two, and I like him. Yeah. I'm excited about Buddy, too, especially when you brought up in his face 40% from three. But, Stoney, it's almost a mandate, a must. If they're going to be successful, those guys have to fit.
I think that's why they got him, because they know they will fit. Mm. To me, Kyle Anderson is the quintessential role guy. I think he's going to fit perfectly on this team. I think he's going to play a pretty good amount. Melton, I'm interested to see, too, because I don't know a ton about his game. I hear he's a pretty good defender. He's a good spot-up shooter. I don't know what kind of passer he is. I don't know what kind of finisher he is, but Melton's another guy I'm excited to watch.
Yeah.
And, he's to me, there's been about three themes to camp. One is how they're going to play defense better, or say they're going to play it better. Two is who's going to start on this team.
That, come on, man, that's it.
I thought finishing was more important than starting.
Well, Buddy Hield said that, and he kept it real, Stoney, and I've been hearing that, and I understand it. There is some prestige in starting, but I think there's more prestige in finishing, because that's when moments happen, right, at the end. Right now, I heard Steph talk about, I'll say glowingly, about Melton and his game and what he can do. He can put it on the floor. He can shoot. He can defend. He can pass. But then he gave everybody glowing reviews about, the two others in regard to Slow-Mo and who else we got, Stoney and Buddy Hield. So, I wonder how long or how much a camp does Steve Kerr and the powers to be need to see before they decide? Or do you think somewhere behind closed doors they already know?
I don't think they know. Mm. I think they've got ideas, but I don't think they're ironclad and they're going to necessarily lock into that. I saw a stat last year. They had 27 different starting lineups, the Warriors. And I don't know if it'll be 27 this upcoming year, but I do think they're going to experiment a little bit, and we will see different starting lineups. Can you do me a favor? Because now I'm distracted.
Oh, I got you.
Can you just stand up for one sec? Oh, never mind. Okay.
What happened?
My bad. I didn't know what the guy
meant. You've never, in our 7-year marriage on air, asked me to stand up.
Well, okay, I misunderstood the Comcast business text line. It says, "Hey Guru, I just want you to know I'm a big fan of yours, but you have a stain on your shirt, and it's the logo.
I didn't get it either. Give him a two.
He meant the star. Guru wearing a Cowboys polo today, and I."
That's pretty good material.
I thought he meant mustard or something like that. But
hold on. Let's real quick. Oh, so had it been a stain,
what?
You were just going to play into it. Something in your nose.
No, I was just going to then bring it to your attention.
Well, you brought it to everybody. Snitching.
Well, that's why I asked you to
snitching. Stoney Russell. D'Angelo. Boy.
Hey, I'm trying to do you a favor.
No, you were trying to go with the bit to get a stain.
No. See, you don't even know. This is
have my back.
This is where I'm chess, and you don't even know it. And I'll tell you why. Because something happened this morning that you're not even aware of. That's a part of why
you
brought this up. Yes.
But the atmosphere was good when I came in between you two.
Evan came in today, and Evan's got a game at Santa Clara. Yeah. Santa Clara women's volleyball.
Looks good.
Tough one tonight against Loyola Marymount. And where's it? Fresno State.
It's LMU.
It's LMU. They're 10-3, by the way.
Okay.
Women's side.
Shout out Hank Gathers.
Anyway, Bonte starts giving our guy Evan a little grief about tucking in his polo shirt. Well, anybody who's been listening to the show knows that I have been absolutely confused the last 10 years of my life about what kind of shirts you tuck in and what kind you don't. So Evan had a reason for tucking in the shirt. Not only does he look better, he had a little stain.
Oh, well.
At the part that you tuck in.
But
so now you can't see it.
Hey, Mr. Hill, polos are tucked in.
That's what I thought.
Especially when you have the belly that Evan has, you have, I have, where you can get away with.
Evan's in good shape.
Yeah.
So, Evan's in good shape.
Size matters.
I'm down to a 36 waist.
No, you're not.
I swear to God.
Oh,
I,
you're
I
the was same waist as me.
I'm a 36 waist. I was bragging. I went from 38 to 36. But the fact that you don't believe it says it all. Just call me Rerun. Wow.
You might have naturally more slender hips.
Oh, yeah. I'm just telling you. Remember I told you I'm in the 36. I don't know what... The fact that you're blown
you
away.
What, why don't you come over here, turn around, and let me look at that tag. You're a 36?
I'm hurt. Yeah, dude, but
oh, no.
Call me Rerun.
I'm
donut butt.
Because
good God, you think your boy's fat.
I just said I'm a little.
Like fat, fat.
Fat.
See, the part
that
really.
That drop, dude.
The part that worries me now is that I just said I'm a 36, but I'm trending toward a 38.
I watched you walk from behind Steiny because you were talking about. I didn't want to say anything, but I'm like a little thick. I told Evan, because you had said something about something was ailing you, and I looked at you. You look good. I said, oh, boy, I can't tell.
Yes, you can. You could tell when I was walking away.
But you're calling me Zion, it sounds like. No, no way I can be a 36 waist.
Oh, no.
And I'm feeling good about myself.
So what are you saying? I look like...
No, it's just...
A refrigerator from the back?
No, it was just something. The shirt was caught on something. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, my rolls.
You look good, brother. I'm playing.
Oh, man.
I'm playing.
You know what?
I can't lose you emotionally.
It serves me right. If I want to dish it out, I got to be able to take it.
And I'm playing with you, buddy, but I'm a 36.
Nah, you know what?
Guru, you're a 40 for sure. Please. I'm not, dude. I'm a 36.
I just, all right. I'm sorry to the listeners out there. I had no idea we're going to start off the show like this.
Evan has a stomach. Go and Steiny have a belly.
All right.
That's the final one.
By the way, I'm rocked. I'm rocked. So I don't look good from the back.
No. Oh, boy. No, come on, Steiny. I'm telling you, you look good, man.
Now, what's the
next
line?
You're killing your age.
No, see, you know what? My mom was onto something when she said, do you really think so?
Oh, boy, she did.
Maddie.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, I'm going to start out with some Draymond Green sound. And I know we sometimes come down on Draymond Green, but this is going to be a different version of Draymond Green. This guy, when he's good, he's great.
Yep.
And he was great yesterday. But he brought attention to a fundamental issue that the Warriors have to figure out. Is it a problem? I wouldn't say it's a problem right now, but they're going to have a challenge this year, and it's already setting up. That's what we're going to talk about on the other side. Also, I guess Guru's booked Mark Ibanez for 1 o'clock today.
So Evan booked him.
Even though I talked to him on the phone for a half hour yesterday, I guess I'll talk to him for another 20 minutes today.
Wow, dude.
We'll do a little know your foe.
Yeah.
Because the Arizona Cardinals are coming to town.
Kyler.
And we're getting into it. On the other side, don't go anywhere. I'm going to get on that treadmill. Be back in 6 minutes. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
If I take the pig and run back, I'll come back with bacon. What happened to the pig?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's basketball season, ladies and gentlemen. Warriors have their first exhibition game on Saturday against the L.A. Clippers. Los Angeles Clippers. And there's an issue that we still are addressing. 5 years into his career, Jonathan Kuminga, where does he play on this team? Everybody wants him to play, Goo, but where's the best place for him to play?
I'll never forget the soundbite, and I think we're about to hear it. You correct me if I'm wrong, partner, but there's two issues, if you want to call him that. One, where does he play, and how much do you pay? Okay, because there's two things going on, and there's some reports that, you know, he's talking to Dunleavy and in regard to his rookie contract, Steiny, if he's going to get broken off almost 200 M's, we'll see. But I'll never forget when Coach Kerr, I believe it was after last year, saying that he thought he was a natural three.
No.
Wow.
No. This is what Steve Kerr said back in April. This is after the Warriors concluded their season at 46-36. And Kuminga played some, but Wiggins and Draymond Green are the forwards, and so Kuminga is scratching and clawing for playing time. So Steve Kerr was asked last year, what is he? What can he be? Take a listen.
I think what JK is looking at is how can he make himself more versatile to be available in different lineups? You know, can he be a three? It's a big question, and I don't know the answer to it, but I know that as we continue to help him and he continues to learn how to create spacing and get a shot off a little quicker and be more comfortable catch and shooting, but also making the right reads, because as a three, you handle the ball more. Can he become a better passer? I think he sees the floor pretty well, but his fundamentals in terms of passing have to improve if he's going to play the three.
So that was Steve Kerr.
Wow, man.
Talking about his fundamentals have to improve for him to play the three. And that's why over the course of his short career, Kerr's primarily used him as a power forward, as a four. And then that obviously is Draymond Green's position. So if Kerr doesn't think he's good enough yet to be a three, that means the only time he can play is as a four, which means the only time he can play is when Draymond Green's not on the floor or is playing five.
And that's not good for the Warriors at all.
Well, I think the idea would be, can that lineup work? But Steve Kerr, I guess, is still trying to get Kuminga to convince him that he can play three. But this is the sound that I want to get to. And this is going to be about 3 or 4 minutes. But it's Draymond Green talking about Jonathan Kuminga and what his position is. Now, Steve Kerr doesn't think he's a three yet, and he's playing him primarily at four. But this is the Draymond Green, ladies and gentlemen, that is special. This is where Draymond Green can give you insight into the game is unparalleled. So, Evan, let's take a listen to Draymond Green. This is when this is from yesterday. Draymond Green met the media, and he was asked about Jonathan Kuminga and what position that he thought he naturally was. So I want you to take a listen to the question and Draymond Green's long answer, but bear with it because it's wonderful. Take a listen.
You know, when you come into camp, when you try to come into camp and show what you added, it's going to be awful. So
I think he's doing a great job of just playing within the system, kind of finding his spots. As camp settles down, you know, you settle into camp and, you know, you start to play preseason games, then all of that stuff starts to happen. But you come into training camp trying to show what you worked on, it never goes away.
I guess one of the questions, you know, as Steve kind of tried to figure out all these combinations, is like, you know, how much small forward can you play? Like, you know, that kind of bumps you either up or down. How do you view, you know, his ability to play small forward and maybe play in lineup towards him at the three with the four?
I think he's a three. It's always been my opinion. That's going to change. That's not going to change. I feel. You know, to play the four, it requires a certain skill set. You know, so oftentimes, people approach the four as if it's not a position. You think like, oh, I can just move a guy there. No, it's a position that you have to know how to play. It's like, you know, you never hear, you don't think anybody can play point guard. The four is the same thing. You know, it requires a certain skill set, a certain knowledge, a certain understanding of that position to do that. He's never done it. So, can he adjust and learn that? I don't know. Can a receiver learn how to be a quarterback in 2 years? So, you know.
So is that type of nuance, you think that's lost in all of the positionless basketball?
100%. And that's why you've seen teams lose to us year after year, because so many teams like, oh man, that guy's Draymond size, or he's bigger. So he can go do that. And no, he can't. And it has nothing to do with how good or not I am. I just know how to play that position. I know how to play the five. I didn't just end up being able to slide to the five. Growing up, I played the five defensively and I played point guard offensively. So I know how to do that. But if I didn't do that growing up, I wouldn't just know how to do that. So for years, you've seen guys take teams take a guy that's a certain height and be like, all right, we're going to put him at the five. And then we get layup, 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 layup. And then they come down and they're shooting bad jump shots. But I know how to protect the rim. So, yes, I think that is a part of what gets lost. You know, Kevin Durant is 7 feet. He's not a five. Couldn't play the five if you wanted him to. Because he don't know how. And that's no shot at Kevin Durant. But he's 5 minutes size, right? Height. But he's not a five. And if you try to put him at the five, he's going to look at you like he's crazy. You put him at shooting guard before you put him at the five. Like, his skill set matches that more than it matches the five. But, you know, around this league, it's just here. Like, around the league, you see that happen all the time. And I just don't think that's – I think that's why you see those lineups for people fail so often. Because you have to know how to do it. It's not just like, oh, I could just throw somebody there and that's just going to work.
All right.
Wow, oh, man. Starting, I could have just
– I don't even know where to start there. It's, man, so brilliant.
Yeah.
And this is why – one of the reasons Draymond Green's one of the smartest players in basketball. All right, so here's what I'm gathering from everything I've heard. That Steve Kerr doesn't think Jonathan Kuminga's ready to hold down the starting spot at small forward, because offensively some of his skills aren't ready for that position yet. But Draymond Green doesn't think Kuminga's a four, because on the defensive end of the floor, he doesn't have the skill set, at least right now, to be a four, to defend fours, to know the schemes defensively, to protect the rim when he has to. He's not a great rebounder from the four. And so I'm just thinking about this team right now, and it's all about combinations, and I'm just wondering, are we going to see another year where Kuminga can only get on the floor when either Wiggins or Draymond Green's not on the floor?
Oh, man.
And just the more and more I hear or think about those sound bites, I don't think they're going to pay him. I think they still are waiting to see some things from Jonathan Kuminga to make them assured that he can be a three, if that's what the goal is.
Right.
So I don't know how you get around this issue, but it doesn't.
Because it is an issue.
I mean, Steve Kerr isn't crazy about Kuminga at three, but he's going to have trouble getting on the floor at four. The only way you can get on the floor at four is if Draymond's a five.
So what are we
going to do here if we're the Golden State Warriors?
Well, the question to me is, what did Jonathan do over the summer? And I love Draymond saying that's not when you come back to show what you worked on. But, Stani, it's just incredible that I feel like two trains are they're coming at each other and they're about to collide, because we can't ignore the rat on the table, which is his money. His money, he is due. So you're going to have to face that question. I mean, how can you pay Jonathan Kuminga? And I want him to get his chickens, Donnie, but how can you pay him if you have these thoughts or you're not so secure enough to know where he's going to play? And I was just thinking while Draymond was talking, Stani, I mean this. Can I just give you my dream lineup for the Warriors this season?
Okay.
Curry at one, Wiggins at two, JK at three, Draymond at four, and TJD at five. To me, that's my dream Warrior lineup. But listening to the coach and also listening to the savant that is Draymond Green, I don't want to bring in yesterday's conversation about Luciano and the scouts and everybody not being able to know early that he wasn't ready or he wasn't a shortstop. But, Stani, can I try to apply some of those principles towards Kuminga going into his fourth year, basically being an enigma in regard to, at some point, you're going to have to call the dogs off. Either you are or you're not.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the answer is.
It's a big question,
though. It is a big question. And they do have to figure out what they're going to pay Kuminga. They have between now and October 21st to sign him to an extension. I mean, just reading the tea leaves, it doesn't feel like he's going to get one, because it feels like he's asking for more than the Warriors want to give him. But
what about the fit part of it?
Well, that's what they got to figure out, I think, this year. And just taking it to its logical conclusion, I think what Kerr really believes is that Wiggins and Kuminga can't play together, because they overlap too much. And so when we talk about what's going on with the Warriors this season and how good they can be, this is why I do believe, and I think a lot of Warrior fans feel the same way, but feel free to chime in at 888-957-9570. I think this is, they're going to go into the season and they're going to try some things, and hopefully they'll win some games as they're trying. But I do think the goal is to make a move by the deadline with either Kuminga or Wiggins. And I just wonder if that's, well, I don't wonder if it's possible. I think it's possible. But I do think that's in the back of the Warriors' minds.
Wow.
That they feel like they have a move in them at some point this year.
Well, what if I told you and the masses that, and I said, and I stated this and I stand by it, as much as I'm excited about that time when it comes and it reveals itself, the deadline, when you come back from Hawaii and you take on this task, which is the 2024-2025 NBA season, and you have a cloud, Stani, over your heads about it's us against the world, shout out Tupac, but it's really not, Stani, if everybody knows to a man, well, we know Draymond's going to be here, we know Curry's going to be here, but if I know that there could be a break in regard to Wiggins, Kuminga, I don't know how strong, I guess I'm looking for the word, that bond can be, knowing that there's a major implication, there could be major change. So how can you really truly be whole knowing come trade deadline, one of us may be out of here?
I hear you.
Can you still win that way?
I hear you. I think a lot of teams go into a season like that, thinking they may have to try to upgrade their roster during the season. I don't think they're looking to get, well, I don't know. I don't know what they're looking to move or looking not to move. But this from the 415 on the Comcast business text line. Steiny, why'd the Warriors say Kuminga was absolutely off the table for trades if they don't want to pay him?
We don't know that.
I didn't say they didn't want to pay him. I'm saying they don't have to pay him between now and October 21st. They don't have to. And if they don't, it means next year he'll be a restricted free agent and the Warriors will still have his rights. But I just... Yeah, and I kind of brought up Luciano in a tongue-in-cheek way to you before the show, saying, well, we're all talking about Luciano doesn't have a position. How did they not know that? Okay, well, neither does Jonathan Kuminga, and he's entering his fourth season.
But listen to this real quick, Steiny.
Yeah.
We're going to play the Kuminga sound, and I'm not even mad at Kuminga, but when he talks about what him and what's on the horizon and what he thinks he can do and can't do, there were not a lot of can'ts. He feels like he can do it all.
We can't, though.
And that's
and he knows that deep down.
Okay, deep down.
He's got to.
His microphone game yesterday was kind of like, you could put me anywhere and I'll be fine. And I'm like, no, JK, listen to what your teammates and your coaches are saying. It's kind of been that way. But, you know, I don't know if he knows it's as urgent as he thinks that the team thinks it is about him finding a position. He's saying you can put me anywhere and I'll be fine. Right, I'm JK.
But I want to tell him,
JK, it's not that anymore.
Well, I think...
Just listen.
I mean, what it sounds to me like is the Warriors' fundamental dilemma is that Kuminga's not good enough and not versatile enough to be a small forward on offense. But Draymond Green's saying you can't just stick him at four. Because defensively, there's a skill set that's needed at that position that right now Kuminga doesn't have. And so, you know, I'm just looking, first of all, I'll just throw it out, 888-957-9570. You know, this is one of those things where you could look at it as, you know, this is a good problem to have. You got two guys who are, one guy's a veteran in Wiggins, one guy's a young and up-and-comer like Kuminga. It's like, okay, that's what big boy franchises have to do. They got to figure out which one stays and which one goes. But I do think the long term, or I do think one of the goals of the Warriors is to move either Wiggins or Kuminga because Steve Kerr doesn't think they can play together.
Oh, man.
I mean, certainly they can play together, but they don't complement each other at all. And so, even when you, okay, this lineup that you threw out there, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Curry, Wiggins, Kuminga, Draymond, Trace Jackson Davis.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, what?
I think that could win you some games.
Well, you have no playmakers at two or three. So you have two guys in Wiggins and Jonathan Kuminga who are going to play two and three, but they're kind of the same player. I just,
they don't... Athleticism through the roof. And I know it's just not a jumping contest, but Steiny, and we don't know what Wiggins worked on this offseason, but
well,
I just don't put him 12. In that category of, when you say playmaker, is he Kyrie Irving? No, but to be able to kind of fiddle-faddle with the ball
and
draw the defense to you?
Yeah, they can't do that.
Well, that's a problem.
I don't think they can do that. I know. It is a problem.
What did J.K. work? I'm just asking, and we hadn't seen it yet, but what did he work on this summer?
He worked on his three-point shooting and his ball handling. I mean, that's what Steve Kerr told him to work on.
Let me read this to you real quick from the Comcast business text line. 650, wait a second. The Warriors' mantra is interchangeable parts. Guard 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm.
Play 2 through 4. So why is having duplicate skill set the problem? And that's why I talk about Kuminga and Wiggins. Like, I want them on the court together.
Okay, both are below average passers. Both are below average rebounders. They just are for their position. Both of those guys tend to get their points on their own. And, like, I don't see either of them benefiting Steph Curry.
Mm.
That's just me. But 888-957-9570. It's hoop season, ladies and gentlemen. And the Golden State Warriors have a very interesting team as far as I'm concerned. I think they're way deeper than last year. I think they got 9 or 10 guys who are legitimate NBA players. But a strong bench doesn't win you an NBA championship. Right. It can help, but it's not going to win you a title. So what do you do if you're the Warriors with Kuminga and Andrew Wiggins? Or do you just shoehorn them and ask them to play together and hope that they find something? I just think it's going to be interesting to watch how it all unfolds, because then there's a guy sitting in the wings, Kyle Anderson, who is versatile and can play multiple positions, and he would seem to me to be the kind of guy that Steve Kerr is really going to like. And so I just know kind of how Kerr is. He's going to rely on the guys that he trusts. And I can't see him not trusting Kyle Anderson.
I get it.
So how do we figure this out?
That's the million-dollar question. Yeah. And then at the end of the day, the million-dollar question is the answer. How many wins is in that answer?
It's a good question. 888-957-9570 is the number. Once again, Warriors, they start their season Saturday against the Clippers in Hawaii. And the 650 on the Comcast Business text line says, what about Moody? Exactly. They do not have enough spots for players available. They've got to figure something out, because they're going to have legitimate players who aren't playing at all.
So that's a bad thing.
I just think it's set up for a 2-for-1 deal or a 3-for-2 deal or something like that. But I'd love to know what Warriors feel like, Warrior fans feel like. And let's start it out with one of our guys, Murillo in Petaluma.
Oh, man.
What's up, Murillo? How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Good to be the first. Everything is well. And before my take, thank you. Thank you for putting the whole Draymond take out there and not just a cut like the Morning Rose did, which made Draymond sound like something totally different.
Oh,
those are our guys, Murillo.
I love them. I love them. They're my. I love listening to them too. I'm not throwing shade. Guru, listen to the coach and to your leader. They're telling you what you should know about Kuminga. Kuminga is not primed to get paid.
Wow.
And it's about the timeline of his whole career. He needs to fit in here. And I love the acquisitions, because these guys are able to do that. Kyle Anderson can play the four. I'm super excited for this team. I think it's addiction by subtraction. And I'm with you, Steiny. There might be a 2-for-1 deal coming, because I'm sorry. He seems like a guy who we don't know if we can trust Kuminga to say, hey, I'm going to bet on myself and play the season. I prove that I can do what I think. I don't think he can play a starting role yet. And that lineup with him and Wiggins, oh my God, Brick City. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, wow. Murillo, you hurt me with that one. Well, not yet, Murillo, not yet. But Steiny, again, just real quick, I know we're up against it.
Oh yeah, we are. Wow.
Kuminga doesn't think he cannot play the three. That's a fundamental problem. That's what my ear, like everything else, all the points everybody making valid. But when the guy or the subject matter at hand is telling you it's no big deal, he feels like he can handle it. That has me scared that he's not, or looked in the mirror and said, you know what, I'm going to spend this offseason so I can work on things or skills that can have me being an option at the three.
Yeah, and I'm also looking at, real quick, let's say they start Curry, let's just say for the sake of it, Pajemski starts at 2, and they go Curry, Pajemski, Wiggins, Green, and Trayce Jackson-Davis. So that under that scenario, Kuminga comes off the bench. But I'm looking at Melton, Anderson, Hield, Moody, Payton.
Wow.
There's no way they can play. There's no way all those guys are going to be able to play, at least if they're healthy. So 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking Warriors, and I think this is maybe their biggest challenge, how to figure out how to use Jonathan Kuminga in the best possible way as long as Andrew Wiggins is on the team. What do you do there? 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you guys think is the biggest challenge for the Golden State Warriors this year? That segment brought to you by The Veranda. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.